The Names of Flowers and Girls. At the time of Babette, my grandfather was not yet 20, although today, and perhaps even then, such youth is not necessarily married to innocence. In his case, it was. There were boys his age who had already served in the war and returned, but he was not among them, for the unromantic reason that one of his feet was several sizes larger than the other. Outfitting him with boots would have inconvenienced the United States Army enough that he was not selected, and he passed the war years as before in the company of his elderly great aunt. On this particular Wednesday night, he chose not to tell his aunt where he was going. This was not out of deviousness, for he was not by nature a liar. Rather, he believed that she would not have understood or even heard him in the advanced stage of her senility. He did ask the neighbor, a widow with bad knees, to look in on his aunt throughout the evening, and she agreed to. He had already been to a boxing match the month before, and had briefly, late one Saturday, stood in the doorway of a loud and dangerous local bar, so this was not his first attempt to observe a seediness he had never known. He learned little out of those first two experiences, however, except that the smell of tobacco smoke clings stubbornly to hair and clothing. He had higher hopes for this evening. The nightclub he found was considerably darker inside than the street outside had been. It was an early show, a weekday show, but the place had already filled with a shifting, smoking audience of men. The few lights around the orchestra dimmed just as he entered, and he was forced to feel his way to a seat, stepping over feet and knees in the aisle. He tried not to touch people, but brushed nonetheless against wool and skin with every move until he found an empty seat and took it.